الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before carrying on where we left off yesterday, and that is that Allah Ta'ala fully knows, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَسْنَعُونَ. All that what you are making, the sun'at, all the various forms of things that you are making with the eyes, Allah is fully aware of that. But before that, as we had explained previously, Allah had given us the eyes to see the qudrat and the beauty of Allah Ta'ala, and not to misuse the eyes and look at haram. So just to explain that, one lady went to a buzurg, a alim, and she told that my husband wants to get married again. Hazrat Buzurg said, no problem, I wish she's permitted to get married again. Then she explained that I'm in niqab. She was there sitting there with her niqab down, that if I had permission to lift up my niqab and you would have seen my beauty, then you would realize that how can I tolerate, after what beauty Allah has given me, that he can think of looking at another woman. What beauty Allah Ta'ala has given me. When she said that, the buzurg fell down unconscious. She went away. She got a shock at what happened now. What did I say? When he gained consciousness and they asked him what happened, he said that, as she says, that what beauty Allah has given her, and how can a husband even ever think of looking at another woman? So Allah Ta'ala will say, what beauty I have got. And you'd looked away at other things, forget other permissible things, at other haram things. The highest level is that a person only sees Allah Ta'ala. The beauty of Allah is such that you can't look at anyone less beautiful than Allah Ta'ala. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, look at the designer. Look at the designer, not the design. Allah, what designs Allah has made. Look at him. Allah Ta'ala's beauty is so great. And also to illustrate that further, that person who saw a lady in the street and started to fell in love with her and is following her and is telling her, I love you so much, you're so beautiful, and all types of things she's saying. She got worried, and when she came to her house, that he'll follow me in the house. So she said, my sister is coming from the back, and she's even more beautiful than me. So he looked at the back, and she gave him one slap. And she said, just now you said, I'm the most beautiful, and there's nobody like me. But the human nature is that where you see more beauty, you look there. And the greatest beauty is of Allah Ta'ala. So we should open our eyes of the heart, and that will happen when we close the eyes of our head to haram. Then Allah will open our eyes of the heart, and that person will see the beauty of Allah. And once you see the beauty of Allah, it is impossible that you will look anywhere else. Allah's beauty is so great. So by that we should understand that our eyes should be only on the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained from Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali, in the tafsir of this ayat has written the explanation that Allah Ta'ala knows all what your eyes are making, sun'at, what they are doing. One is the eye, inshallah, explain that the eye is also parda. That we will come, eyes are also parda, and they have to be covered also. We will explain that just now, inshallah, in the course of this ayat. But that the eyes are such that language of the eyes is more effective, more impressive, and it goes more deeper than the language of the tongue. When one beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in Haseeno Se Kabhi Aankh Na Milana. Don't let your eyes, if by mistake you see the face, by mistake. But if the eyes, you fall, and the eyes have to just communicate for a split second also. then that communication is so harmful, so poisonous, so detrimental, the message that the eyes give. To explain this, one person, he saw a woman on the street and he started following her, and she got worried, this person. So she said, "What are you following me?" So he says, "I love you, everything you are saying." So she asked, "But what is it that you..." She said, he said, "Your eyes, that your eyes are so beautiful." So she said, "All right, come with me." So he thought, "Kaam ban gaya," that she has invited me, "Kaam ban gaya." So she went to a house, he made her sit in the lounge, and then he thought, now she's going to now entertain me first. So what all things, so she sent the tray, what her servant, and covered. When he opened the cloth, then what was there? Two eyes he saw. And then he got a shock, "What is this?" So he asked the maid, "What is this?" She said, "You said you love her eyes, so she sent her eyes for you." She gouged them out. What iman she had and what trust in Allah, she gouged out her eyes. "You like my eyes?" "So yeah, my eyes." He ran away from there and screaming. Then he realized that what he has done. Next day he came to ask for maaf. She had passed away already. So these eyes are very dangerous. We know that you speak of an eye that is dry, stone hard. When a person is in problem, sad, very heavy, there is no appeal in that eyes. And that eye, when it is raspberry, full of juice, the eye. And then that eye has got a lot of attraction. Eye language, we have the language which with our tongue we speak. We have body language. Like for example, you make like this to somebody, you didn't say anything. He knows you must come. You make this to somebody, stop. He knows that you must hold on a little bit. Body language. Eye language is the most powerful language. And in fact, this eyes also should be used in the correct way for this eye language. Our Shaykh is Rahmatullah Ali used to say that in a bayan, don't look down, look at the speaker. And don't stare at him also just like that. He'll also wonder, now you are making some jadu on him or what you are doing, you're just staring at him, but you should look at the speaker. Look at him, don't stare at him. And this eyes, abhi tumhe aankho se kuch pilana hai. Hazrat says that with our eyes, the Shaykh and the Murid's eyes meet, you are pouring down into him. Through the eyes, you are pouring into his heart. Aur tumhe abhi aankho se kuch peena hai. And with the eyes, you have to still drink something from the Shaykh. So when the eyes meet, then the Shaykh is pouring down into your eyes. So use it for this. And if with other haram women, your eyes meet, and the eyes make contact, even if it's for a split second, the eyes give a very strong message to that heart and to that person, that she looked at me, and she thinks he looked at me, and the eyes meet, it is very dangerous. So the ijalatu nadar, the eyes, the work of the eyes, a person must be very, very careful of. Then once the eyes have worked, it doesn't remain there. The message goes to the mind. From the mind, message goes to the heart also. And if this message, now all this is that workings. Inna Allah khabirum bima yasna'un. That this eyes, they have sent a message to the brains. Brains have worked on it also. Then the brain send a message to the heart. And if it has to take root in the heart, that this is a beautiful woman, there is a possibility I can make contact with her, etc. Just imagine, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that when I traveled by train in India till now, Pakistan also, the ladies' coach, there is one compartment separate for ladies. They can sit anywhere if they want to, but if they want to be only in the ladies' compartment, there is provision for that. Can sit. So he says, if my train stops to next to another train at a platform in the station, so he says, I don't look at that train also. And how many possibilities to protect himself? He says, maybe that ladies' compartment is now in front of our coach there. And only ladies sitting in that compartment. It's possible that there is a lady and she's pretty. And her picture established falls into my heart. I will see her. And it's possible that my heart gets involved in her thoughts now. This is, nobody must think. Therefore, to safeguard the heart is more important than what we do security for our house or that we have other types of security. The security of the heart is the most important. That don't let ghairullah, anything besides Allah, come into your heart. And a true salik, one of his major worries and concerns is that he guards his heart all the time. That nothing, ghairullah must not come into his heart. Because once, if it came in your eyes, it's harmful. It went into your mind, if it comes into your heart, then it's destructive. That poison is such, once it poisons the heart, the whole body will get poisoned. And that is the next step after that. So therefore, a person must be very careful of what he sees, because then if the message goes to the brain, it goes into the heart. So that is the workings now. The factory is working now, making production now. The next stage after that is the parts of the body start coming into movement now. Every part of the body. Just now the thought of that woman, wherever you are, and you will find that some part of your body, there's some movement coming in there. And now you just the thought of that woman, of that girl. And also further than that now, then you will start using your phone, trying to get her number, or if you have got her number, to dial the number, to send an SMS, to send an email, etc. All this now you will start working. Then you will start walking towards her, driving towards her. All these things happen because of the eyes. And if you look after, guard your eyes, you don't look. And perchance, sometimes it happens, it's naturally, it will happen. Women are walking around everywhere. Your eyes fall, you will get tawfiq of tawbah. But that person who is not on guard, he won't get tawfiq of tawbah also. And when you are driving and somebody warned you, or you see the signboard that there are cameras here, there are speed traps here, and you are conscious, you will lower your speed. And where you think is the actual line where they are trapping, even below the limit, it's 80, you will go down to 60. 80 was fine for you, 79 was fine for you. But you'll go to 60 because you want to be safe. But that person who is not conscious, he didn't notice the signboards, or he's not aware of it, that person just speeds through. And that person is the one who gets caught. So in the same way, a person who is conscious, which Allah give jazaa khair, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, the main emphasis in the khanqa and the islah, reformation in the khanqa of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was that you must not cause any harm, difficulty, injury to any person. Aziyat, iza a Muslim, that you offend the person in any way. That was the main emphasis. And on that, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi say, a person who in the morning when he gets up does not make the niyat, qasd adam iza, that I'm not going to harm anyone. That person who does not make that niyat, and he makes adam qasd iza, he hasn't made niyat that I'm going to harm one today. He's in neutral. That when he got up in the morning, he didn't think to himself that today I'm going to harm this person, I'm going to insult that person, I'm going to fight with that person. He never think like that. Neither did he think that I'm not going to harm any person, I won't trouble any person. So he hasn't got a positive intention, neither a negative. He's neutral. And a person who is neutral, Manana said, that person will definitely cause some iza. With unconsciously, subconsciously, without him thinking, he'll cause harm to that person. But so what is required? Qasde adame iza, the intention that today I won't harm any person. I won't speak bad to any person. I won't stand in the way of any person. I won't do anything that will cause any iza. Now that is any person, whether it's your wife, you won't do actions, whether you're in the bathroom and how you use the bathroom. You're causing harm to your wife. You feel you can just use the bathroom as you want to. She's a slave, she must come clean it up. You use the toilet and you leave it in a mess. Water splashed everywhere. In the pen, all your signs that I was here. You're writing it down. That you are known to be such a person and you establish that I was here. All that in the house, you will cause iza to the family. Then you'll step out of your house, you will cause iza. You are driving, reversing from your driveway, and you won't look this side, that side, if there's some people walking. If there is a car coming and you expect them, they must stop for you. You are causing all harm. In the whole day you will cause. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Jazahumullah Khair, said a person who in the morning does not make the niyat of qasd-e adam-e nazar. A person who has got, who made adam-e qasd-e nazar. He hasn't made intention that I won't look at any person. And neither did he make an intention, I will look also. He's neutral. Like your car, if it's in neutral and your brakes are not pulled up, if somebody pushes it from the front, it will go back. Somebody pushes it from the back, it will go front because it's in neutral. But if you put it in gear and you put your hand brakes on also, and if it is such an incline, dangerous, put some bricks also by your wheel so it mustn't slip and go down. Then a person who takes so much care and protection, that person will get saved. So in the morning, if you make this niyat, qasd-e adam-e nazar, the intention that today I'm not going to look at any woman, that person will get saved. But his eyes will also somewhere or the other fall. But it won't harm him. He'll make tawbah istighfar. Even if he was not guilty of a guna, he'll make tawbah. But if you have got adam-e qasd-e nazar, no intention of, you haven't got the intention, I must not look. That person will look and he will not worry what he sees. He won't even make tawbah and istighfar, and everything will be registering in his heart. So therefore, a person must be very, very careful about this. So all this here comes from the eyes. So Allah Ta'ala said, and Allah is fully aware, that all your hawas, your five senses, hawas e khamsa, that were all your feelings, all your inside feelings, and all your harakat, Allah is fully aware of all that. And you are claiming you love Allah, and in any case, Allah's favors are so great. And when somebody has done so many favors to you, your parents, they were the cause of you coming in this world, they looked after you when you could do absolutely nothing, they brought you up, they gave you an education, they got you married, they gave you everything, and now you can't, you don't appreciate them, you don't even want to see them. You are just looking at your wife now, you're looking at your children now, you don't even look at your parents. That person is not even a human being. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامْ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Your ustad who taught you, and he made you read Quran Sharif, he taught you the basics of deen. The ustad who taught you language, Arabic language, nahwa, sarf. And then the ustad who taught you tafsir and hadith and fiqh. And today you got a name and you got no time for your ustad. Not even once a year you get the tawfiq to go and see him, to meet him, to give a hadiah to him, to make his heart happy, in whichever way, you don't get that tawfiq also. This person, no matter the world can call him a big allama, but he's not worth anything. The same way, for your share, whatever you have got, and you achieve from your share, and you can't even express your appreciation, you can't even go to your share, you stay away, and you think today I'm very big, that person is not even, is worse than an animal. So Allah who gave us everything, and we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, and we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we look at ghairullah, and we look at the things which Allah has made haram, then what kind of a person is that? We can think I'm a very good hafiz, I'm a very good alim, I give bayans, I read so well, I know my Quran so well, but if you can't appreciate, you can't say thank you, you can't say jazakallah. What is the worth of such a person? So this is very important that we see Allah Ta'ala. And don't see the things which Allah Ta'ala has made haram. In front Allah says, and this is one place where specifically and explicitly Allah says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And say to the believing woman also. As we have mentioned at the beginning, that Allah commands all, even to bring iman, to make namaz. Allah gave the woman the command under the cover of the man. Allah kept the parda and did not expose them. But there are certain times when a woman's name must be made known also. Like at the time of nikah. Don't keep it hidden. that the poor man also don't know who he's getting married to. Ambiguous. Whether it is this one or that one. No. There it must be, the name has to be taken on that occasion. On the occasion of a funeral, the name of the woman is taken, though it's not necessary at that time. But normally the name of the woman is taken. But nikah time, her name has to be made known, who the person is getting married to. How many cases people fool people? When they went and see the girl, they showed him one sister. And when they got him married, they got him married to the other sister. And when he met the girl at night, it happened. It's all the time this is happening. How people are shrewd, it's unbelievable. And a girl that couldn't get married, she's of a big age now. They showed him the young sister, and then when they got married, so if you don't know the name, you'll get married to the wrong girl also. You'll find the wrong girl in your room. So it's where it's necessary, there the name is. Otherwise Allah himself also kept the woman and the name in parda. So now, but yeah, because it was such an important thing, as the hands can't make a noise. The clapping of the hand, one hand alone can't make a noise. You need the other hand. So the woman also plays an important part in here. If she does not do anything wrong, there won't be all the haram. And women generally, previously, were not the originators and starters of this fitna. It was always men who made their advances to women, etc. But unfortunately, we have come to such a time where shaitan, through the West, and through the media, and all this thing, have made women make advances also. Allah has kept that woman, her desires are also very, very hidden. She herself don't feel her desires normally. Very few women, they have that urge and they have that desire. Man, Allah has made it in them. So man always goes forward and he does everything. Once when in India, when all this woman empowerment, etc., all these things carried on so much that woman must be equal, woman must be empowered, etc. So one Maulana was traveling in a bus. So one lady who was also very ahead in all woman empowering and giving them status, etc., she stood up and she made a big bayan there that woman also must have, there must be equality. She said a whole lot of things. So Maulana was listening and actually she was telling Maulana all these things. Finally then Maulana stood up and he just said two words. He said that man, Allah has kept them, there's outside. And women are inside. And as long as they are outside, men will be outside. And women must stay inside. The day they are outside, then they can come out in the maidan. But till then, till when they are not outside, they must stay inside. So he sorted her, she just kept quiet, and she hid her face and did not speak a word. Perhaps she didn't breathe also till she reached her destination. So anyway, Allah has kept the system like this. So yeah, Allah has specifically ordered the woman, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, and say to the mu'minat. And mu'minat is a very, very great title. To be called a mu'min by Allah Ta'ala. What a great title. It is an honorary certificate. And it is a royal title which Allah has given, that He calls you a mu'min, that He calls you a mu'mina. This is that you have got iman on Allah. Allah is declaring. So those, they should also realize that I'm a mu'mina, I'm a mu'min, and Allah has called me a mu'min, and this address is for me. So to make sure that you are a mu'min, make amal on that command, so that you are that mu'min, you are that mu'mina. So Allah says, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. They also must cast the gazes low. Not also every gaze, min, which are haram. Those gazes. When it falls on another man, when it falls on some entertainment, on the TV, on the internet, filth and dirt, etc. And this Allah give jaza khair to one good friend of ours, kya naam hai, Karachi mein? Firoz Maimon. MashaAllah, he's Hazrat Khalifa, and what Allah has blessed him with. He's a big businessman, but Allah has made him such a big peer, and he's like a big alim. So one friend told him that I only keep TV for sports. I don't see anything else, only sports. So how to beautifully explain to him. He said that you only keep it for sports, and in sports, there are many sports in which women also come on the screen. And in sport dressing, how are they dressed? tell me sincerely, it's only me and you sitting here, that don't you get a desire for that woman when you see her, how she's dressed, etc.? So you say, yeah, naturally, you're a man, you get some feelings, you get some desire. So he says, now you say you pull all the whole family watch. When your wife looks at a man, don't you think she also gets some immediately he didn't realize, oh, what must be going through my wife's mind? And then immediately he took out the TV. So, and this is also strange and ajeeb, that a person who is involved in a guna doesn't realize the gravity and the evilness of that guna till he sees somebody else in the guna. One friend of ours who is sitting here, mashallah, Allah made him change his life. He says that once, what a life he led. And he went to some of these evil places. In Swaziland he went there, and he saw many of his friends also there. And he thought they are Hafiz, and he's a Hafiz himself also. And they are also all like Dini, but they are in this filth. I'm like this. A person doesn't realize himself what he is, you'll take out fault in other people. Fortunate are those whose eyes fall on themselves also. So mashallah, that brings a turning point in a person's life also. So anyway, this person, so then he realized that my wife, I'm exposing her to all this, and if she's getting all funny kind of thoughts, etc., then what about, then how terrible, isn't it? Now a man cannot take it. So this is when a person sees that. So Allah has commanded the woman also, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَ. And that will lead to their protection also of their private parts. If you guard the eyes, it will protect the private parts also. إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. Well, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتُهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. And they must not make a show of their beauty, but that which Allah Ta'ala has made open. Now, yeah, there are many people, even ulama, who have the view that the face of the woman is not in parda. And they say it's excluded, illa ma zahara minha, which is of necessity. Other ulama, well, the correct view is, only the palms and the feet are excluded. The rest of the body must be covered. And in the face, which I want to show, because many women who feel that we are in parda, but their eyes are open. The eyes are part of the face. The eyes are not excluded. The face has to be covered. Other ulama, some ulama, which is an erroneous view. It's a wrong view that the face can stay open, because it's also of necessity that you have to see, etc. So they say that that is included, illa ma zahara minha, that which is apparent, which is necessary to expose. Mufti Shafi Sahib, Jazahumullah Khair, has explained it so beautifully that in front in these ayats, Allah Ta'ala explains the parda of an old lady. That old lady that had reached that stage where there is no hope of her marriage anymore. She has become so old. So, وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِنَّ أَيَّضَعْنَا, that they can leave out their parda. So what does that mean? So if that was the case, that they can leave out the parda, that means they don't have to wear burqa also. Or they leave out the clothes also, because they are old ladies. But everyone understands that's not the meaning. They will wear, what is it that they can leave it out? The face they can leave out. That for the old ladies the permission is given that their face can stay open when she has reached that old age. And also that features most probably that you will also of your own make it haram for yourself to see. You will never want to see also. So then let's say now it's not necessary for her to observe parda, that you will make the law is haram to look at such a face. What that face will be in that old age. So anyway, so that is proof that the face has to be covered also. And the eyes are not excluded from the face. And we should understand, I'm not giving a masala, I'm no muhaqqiq, and I can't dream of it also. But Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that to keep the full beard, sunnah beard, which is a first length, from all three sides, it is wajib according to all four imams. And if you make your beard less by one rice grain, the guna is the same as not shaving your complete beard. So yeah, also with the face, the whole face has to be covered. If the eyes are open, you have lesson in, and the eyes in the whole body, this is from a logical point of view. The parda which Allah has instituted is to avoid fitna. And where is most of the fitna? In the face. That is where all the attraction is. A person doesn't look at other things. He looks more at the face. That is the main. And in the face, what is the biggest attraction? The eyes are the biggest attraction. So even logically a person can... So it mustn't happen that a person who kept his beard... Or like for example, a person keeps a French beard. Just a little bit here. A person keeps a pencil line. And is they also happy we got beards. A person keeps any other type of beard. And you go in the qabr and there you see no beard. But you say, I kept a beard. No, it was not the required amount. You made an application for your passport, for your visa, for your license, for anything. And you didn't fill in the date. You didn't sign it. You didn't put your ID number or something. They say, no, they just put that application form one side. This thing is incomplete. We can't attend to this yet. So, yeah, also, if we don't keep the full beard, and it mustn't happen, a woman was thinking, whole life I'm in parda. And when she goes in the qabr, it is declared, no, you were never in parda. The most important thing, the eyes you left open. So the eyes also have to be covered. That is very, very important. The eyes must also be covered. And the meeting of the eyes, and there are so many emails that we get of our friends who are genuine and who want to make the Islam. They say, my weakness is, my attraction is more for burqa ladies. To look at ladies who are in burqa. Not the other women who are open, but the women who are in burqa, my attraction is more for them. There are so many men who are suffering from this weakness and this disease also. And with the eyes open, and it gives more attraction. Today, unfortunately, we are bluffing ourselves with the burqa also, which has got so much of beadwork and so fancy and beautiful. In fact, the shops that sell the burqas, etc., and the cloaks. We're calling the cloaks also burqas. And the cloaks also are so beautiful. The women go and take it during the week, and then the next week they return. They took it on April. They're very expensive one. They want to show at a wedding, at a function, that we are wearing this cloak. And so they stop giving on April also anymore. So this is all a weakness in the woman. They want to show their beauty on the cloak, on the burqa, all that. And how many different types of burqas, brand names of burqas also. And the West have made it clear, if we want anything to go in the ummah, Muslim ummah, we bring it in the markets of Cairo and in the markets of Makkah Sharia. From there it goes in the whole ummah. It just like wildfire it goes in the ummah. So all these different brand names, burqa, according to Abu Dawood Sharif's riwayat, should be so unattractive. In fact, it should be a little bit dirty, untidy, so that you don't draw attention. But today it is kept in such a way to actually draw attention. So we are defeating the whole object and making ourselves happy that I'm in parda. I'm a parda woman. I stay in parda. So this is also one very important point that we should think. A few ash'ar poems that we should think of. One ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, and this will all help us to save us from this big guna, this terrible guna, which is so like hidden. It is from the eyes. The eyes see everything, but it is hidden so much that that a person is very pious with this guna also. Looking at other women, looking at filth, dirt, TV, but still he's a pious man. But this guna is hidden, but it is so open, it is from the eyes, this guna. The eyes can see it, but yet we are blind to it. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that... يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah Ta'ala knows all the time, فَيَ الْمُذَارِ All the time Allah knows the khiyanat of the eyes. وَخِيَانَةَ the disloyalty, the unfaithfulness. Like a person who is working with public funds, masjid money, madrasa money, and he is disloyal. He abuses it. Everyone says, how could he do such a thing? In the same way, the eyes are also an amanat from Allah. And Allah says, I know the khiyanat of the eyes. Aankho ki choriya aur dil ke raaz, sab tu janta hai, e be niyaz. All the stealing of the eyes, and all, so this is aankho ki choriya, how you are watching. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there was a doctor in Karachi, used to wear glasses. Then when a female patient comes, he looks like down, he's writing the prescription. But over the glasses, he's looking at her all the time. So she might not know, nobody else might know, but Allah Ta'ala knows. And this is such a terrible thing. People suffer such conditions. Good medical doctors in their change rooms have got cameras there. They are caught, they are prosecuted in court. How many are prosecuted in court is not something which is not known. And when the woman goes and change, they watch her on the camera. And they video the whole thing. So this is such a guna, you destroy yourself completely. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. What did he, eyes are concealing. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, many people you say that ankh saaf, dil paak, that we don't mean anything, we just look at it like my sister, Muslim sister, that we just mix with my Muslim sister, like many people in madrasas also, in schools also, Islamic schools, where there are male teachers and there are female teachers also, the appas also are there, and all the time making appa, until the poor male teacher becomes the papa of her children. Then they realize that this appa, where it has led to. So we mustn't fool ourselves and try that I'm a big buzurg, I do, ankh paak, dil saaf. Dil paak, ankh saaf. We don't mean anything, we just my Muslim sister. We just talk and that we only you, always all the time you are perverts and your minds are filthy. No, ours, but what's happening in the whole world? Look up any newspaper, anywhere, what's happening in the whole world? And yet we are blind to all this. So Allah Ta'ala knows. With regard to this, if a person goes to a shop, big shops, supermarket, and there he steals something from there quietly. Nobody saw. He was alone in the aisle. He took one. And there's also a disease. Many people, especially women, they don't need to steal. They got enough, but it's just a habit. The fingers itch all the time. And until they don't do something like that, this bimari, you have to treat it. You don't need to steal, but it's just a bimari, and you have to take something. So you took something, you put it in your pocket, you thought nobody saw. You paid at the cashier, but they were watching you on the TV, all on the closed CCTV, you were watched. They informed the security, this person when he comes, then you must check him. So when you go about to leave the shop, security tells you, lady, sir, we just have some work for you, if you will come with us. They take you in a private room, and they tell you, you have stolen, you picked up something. Then you first is always denial, that I come here, I'm a very good customer of yours, how many years you accusing me of stealing, etc. Then they show you the footage on the screen, from the video they show you. Now you can't deny. So just like that, whatever we have seen, it will play out on the day of Qiyamah. And how beautifully our Shaykh has depicted this, ke meri nazar par, unki nazar paas ba rahi. On my eyes, his eyes, Allah's eyes are watching you all the time. Meri nazar par, unki nazar paas ba rahi. Afsos, is khabar se, hum bhi khabar te. What a pity that we did not know of this before. Now that lady or that man there, what she thinks in her heart, if I knew there was the camera, I should never have stolen. I should never dare have done this. So just like this, you know Allah's cameras are on you also all the time. Your eyes are on other people's actions, your camera, and Allah's camera is on your eyes all the time. So a person should be always, and Allah's cameras are such in the world today for security, there are everywhere cameras. The highways are monitored. The roads, the hotels, a lot of cameras they have got. The aeroplanes have got cameras. Everywhere there are cameras. Above everyone's camera is the camera of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's camera is on every part. Your mind also Allah's camera. What the malaika don't know, Allah Ta'ala knows. What is in your mind? Malaika, farishtas also don't know. What your outward actions are, they record it. But Allah knows what is in your heart also, what is in your mind also. Maulana Asadullah Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, who was the Nazim of Saharanpur Madrasa, two of his poems I'll quote, which are also very effective to help us. One poem, Hazrat's poem, is that, In surkh rukho ko na dekho zin nahar. Never look at this red cheeks and the red lips, what they have used, their blush and their lipstick and all their cosmetics and their makeup. They made themselves very beautiful. Never ever look at it. This red cheeks and the red lips. In surkh rukho ko na dekho zin nahar. When you see, parho, rabbana, qina, adab an-nar. Then, we read at that time, O Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Rabbana, qina, adab an-nar. The adab of the fire, save us from that. This poem, in two ways, is so effective. As far as language is concerned, that he has compared the redness of the cheeks and the red lips with the red flames of the fire of Jahannam. And you are seeing this. This is exactly like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those people who are devouring, eating up the money of the yatim, of the orphan, in the time of the estate distribution, they didn't distribute it properly. They didn't give the children their share. They were small children, they don't know what. The father's best friend, the father's brother, he left the estate to him. That I'm still, this is my wealth, you must distribute everything accordingly. They don't give the woman their share. They don't give the children, they eat it up. Lot of cases. People today who are like so pious and like farishtas, but they are sitting with the estates of other people, they have done haram and eating up the money of other people. Lot cases like this. So Allah Ta'ala says you are eating that wealth up. Of course nobody eats the money. What it means, what is obtained from the money, that plow and that biryani and that chicken and that mutton and that roast which you are eating, which is all this haram. Allah says it's not chicken you are eating. You are eating the fire of Jahannam and putting in your belly. So this is what that haram is, that you are putting haram. So in the same way, this also, you are not looking at that red cheeks and that you are getting happy. Actually, you are looking at the fire of Jahannam. Which we explained in the Hadith Sharif of Mishkat, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرْ وَالْمَنْزُورْ إِلَيْهِ. Allah's la'anat on the person who looks and the person who affords the opportunity to be looked at. When you go in, it comes in the Hadith, when a woman goes out and she puts perfume on her body. When she goes out, she puts perfume, etc., attracting the attention of men, then she is like this and like this. In other words, she's an adulteress. She is attracting the attention of men, and men look at her. Today the woman who dress like that, what all their fancy dress, and just showing the eyes, which has got more, a person becomes more inquisitive, and it has more attraction. And when they call you ninja, then you feel also, or you feel bad about it. But you dress like ninja. Dress properly, cover your eyes. You dress like ninja, if the hat fits, you must wear it. You dress like that, then they call you ninja, then why are you feeling offended? You made yourself a ninja, leaving your eyes open, so cover the eyes also. And with this attraction, Allah's la'anat on that person, and on a person on whom Allah's curses are. And the actual meaning of this is that you are removed from the mercy of Allah, that is la'anat. On such a person who looks at this and enjoys in that. The woman, and remember also, never fool yourself. The vast majority of women, they got no further intention that they want to have a relationship with you. That's why they are dressed. They only want prey to be praised. If you just tell a woman, you dress so well, she'll thank you for the compliment. That is all they want, and you think that she's attracting you to more than that. And you go further, she'll report you at the police station. That this man is stalking me, this man is harassing me, etc. So that is all what they want. They just want to be looked at and to be admired. That is what they want, admiration. So they dress like that. It's a natural instinct that they want to be admired like that. So when a person goes and like this, and she, Allah's la'anat on her when she leaves her home, when she goes and she just wants to be admired. She knows I'm a married woman, I must be loyal to my husband, but my husband must be proud of me, that how I dress. And many men are they use a very big guna it is, that they don't protect their woman, and they want to advertise their woman. And they tell that they want the woman, you mustn't wear niqab, my friends must see how beautiful you look. That mustn't wear niqab, you must dress nicely also, so that you look presentable. Presentable to who? To wolves. That those who want to devour you and eat you must be presentable, you must become ready bait for them. And many men have got this desire. This is a very big guna from the man's side also. And that woman, Allah's lanat on her. Lanat on that man who looks at her also. And we are happy, I'm making five times namaz. I go in jamaat, I go for umrah, I come for khanqa, I do everything. But I'll just repeat again, that incident in UK, they mentioned to us, we didn't know, somebody related to us, a Sikh man. He went through a green traffic light and the camera flashed on him. So he thought the camera is faulty. I didn't go through the red light. So he came around and went second time to test it. Again it flashed when he went through the green light. He was convinced. So he put some friends with him in the car that we will sue the traffic department. Because not only you get a traffic fine, but with the point system, your license also gets suspended. So he went the third time again. Now he was prepared to get his lawyers and sue the traffic department. Before he could even still think about it properly, his ticket had come already. And the ticket wasn't for going through the red light, but you did not have your seat belts on. So Allah's cameras are on everything. We thinking, I make tahajjud, I make khairat, I do lillah, I do umrah. Why this problem is coming? But Allah's camera is on everything of yours. Where you are erring and where you are faltering, Allah's camera is on everything. So a person shouldn't fool himself and think just by doing some actions. And this is also a thing, every person, whatever good he does, when the husband, wife, give that example, when the husband's attention and thoughts are only on the good he does to his wife. All the wrong he's doing to his wife is not in his thought also. And the wife's attention is not on any of the good. That's not in her record also. Her record, her eyes are all on the wrong you do. And you with your wife, you see all the wrong she's doing. You can't see her right. And that is the one of the root causes of arguments. If you see the good she's doing and you praise her, thank her for that, that will help her to eliminate the other wrong also. And if she sees the good in you, but by nature, man only looks for the faults of others. And good people, our friends write all the emails that come, that in namaz we think of this person, all his faults. That man has got how much good qualities also. But by nature, man doesn't look at the good qualities. They will, for a little while, when you die, then they'll speak of your good qualities. And that also just a little while. Afterwards, they won't even speak at that time of your good qualities. So Allah's nazar is on every action. So this poem, Na dekho in surh rukhoku zin nahar. Never look at this dolled up dollies of the street and this painted dollies who are filthy, dirty, just outwardly they are painted and look so beautiful. Barho Rabbana qina adab an-nar. When your eyes fall, read, oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. This is actually the fire of Jahannam. Another beautiful poem of Hazrat Maulana is that Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. Ishq-e buta idols. Whether it is any idols, mainly referring to this filthy, dirty woman of the street, looking at them. But whether it's the idol, you made your Mercedes your idol. You made your BM, your business your idol. Your house, your garden, your swimming pool your idol. Whatever, in all these things, the love of these things, Ishq-e buta mein ye asad, Ishq-e buta mein asad, karte ho tum fikre rahat. In these outward things, haram things, you are imagining and thinking, I must get enjoyment. Looking at this woman here, looking at the car I earned in a haram way with interest, etc. My house that I earned in a haram way, and all that, and you are looking, I must get enjoyment in all this. Dozakh mein dhoondhte ho tum, jannat ki khab ka hai. What you are doing, you are looking for the enjoyments of jannat in jahannam. Where can the enjoyments of Jannat be in Jahannam? So this what you are looking for, fikre, rahat, enjoyment, contentment, peace, you are looking for it in haram, how can it be in haram? It is only in halal, in Jannah. And you don't find enjoyment with your halal wife, but you find enjoyment with haram woman. Ramzan Sharif, or Quran Sharif says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنْ. Don't even have any contact with them, your wives. I can't even embrace her, I can't kiss her also, and maybe I get involved further. No, my wife, please stay far from me. Even make parda from me. But then outside, with all the haram women, there you feast yourself. Like a wolf feasting yourself with all the haram women. From your fridge, you got halal samosas, halal pies left over of last night's iftari. But I can't eat it. I got roza. I can't eat it, it's halal. But you go outside, which Hazrat Mahathanvi rahmatullah alayhi say, ye kilabi taqwa hai, taqwa of a dog. That when a dog wants to urinate, it lifts up its one leg very high. So the urine drops mustn't make it napak, mustn't get dirty. So much taqwa it has got. But immediately after that, goes and eat filthy, dirty meat. From the backside, it was so much taqwa it has got. And with its mouth, eating all the filth and dirt. So we also, with our halal wife, no. Wife want to just play with you a little bit. No, it's a roza. We got roza today. Just stay far. But then you go outside and with the haram, you devour all the haram. There you feast with it. It's in your eyes, in your thoughts, in your heart. So this, what kind of taqwa? This is the taqwa of a dog. So we should stay away from there. Also, we'll just mention this incident, which will hopefully also help inshallah. Once there was a nikah here in the masjid, and mashallah this has helped many people to guard their gazes. And they asked me to say a few words, it just came from our Shaykh's teachings. We don't prepare before, we make dua that Ya Allah, what is the best to say? What is the most needed to be said? What will be benefited? Give us tawfiq of that. Not that what we like to say, or what the people like to listen, but what is necessary, what is the most beneficial. So we sat down, and in the course it came that a person who in his namaz, one mustahab of namaz, is when you are standing, you look at your sajda place. When you are making ruku, you look at your feet. When you are going in sajda, you focus on your nose. You can't see the tip of your nose. From here also there are great, great lessons. People who feel that my security, and I know in my business, I know in my house, everything what is happening. You can't see the tip of your nose, and you don't know what is in your nose also. If there's some dirt in your nose, everyone is looking and laughing at you. But you can't even see that. You can't even see the tip of your nose. So Allah has shown us that what is right below your eyes, you can't see that also. And you think I know in the whole world, my intelligence, and I know everyone, what's happening here, there, with the satellite, we can see a person who is in a basement, 10th floor in a basement, we can see what cigarette he's smoking, what brand cigarette, whether it's a full cigarette or a stompy, he just picked up somebody's little cigarette and he's smoking that also we can see, but Malaysian airline, who got disappeared, they can't find it till today. But they can see everything what is happening in the world. All bluffing us, and we fall for all these bluffs. So anyway, you can't see your nose also. So anyway, so you must focus on the tip of your nose when you are in sajda. When you are in a sitting position, you must look in your lap. And when you make salam, look at your shoulders. The farishtas who are here, kiram and katibin, you must pay attention to them and make salam to them. So I mentioned, and I said a person who guards his gazes in namaz. Namaz, our motor cars, 20,000 kilometers need a service. 6 months need a service. Your other machinery needs service. Everything, maintenance must be done. And don't be like those governments in the world who don't do any maintenance. All the maintenance goes in the officials' pockets. And then when the machine breaks down, they say, we got no money. You people must pay more now. Your electric tariffs, we're going to double it up. We got no money to maintain. You don't maintain. So in the same way, if we don't maintain our ruhani condition, and we didn't pay the dues for our ruhani condition and maintain it, then you have a breakdown also. Then you see suddenly many right, I was going so well, my namazes, my zikr, suddenly I just broke. You didn't maintain. Your maintenance you never do. So now you had a breakdown. Now you don't know how to correct it again. Now you are all the time thinking of evil, of filth, of dirt. You need maintenance policy all the time. In everything we are worried. We buy a big car, big machine or anything. Maintenance policy. Your ruh and your islah also has to be maintained all the time. So, if you do 5 times a day, we are called for maintenance to the masjid. Allah to one aspect of namaz, that Allah has called us for maintenance. Not going into the further details, Anwarus Salah in those discussions are more than enough. But yeah, for the maintenance of the eyes, focus on display. A person who does this, and where you are being maintained in a workshop, your car is being serviced. There aren't big potholes or anything that can break your shock absorbers, that can cause this damage, that can, it's in the workshop. So in the masjid, you won't find a woman walking around in minis here. Or you won't find a woman walking around in very scanty dress that you can look. Yeah, it's easy to focus. Hey, all you look, if you have to look around, which some people do, you'll see people with big beards, no attraction for any evil for you. Or you see them with big topis and amamas. You won't see any woman walking around here or anything. So yeah, it will be easy. But if you focus here, outside namaz, you will also focus. Your eyes will be in the right place. Allah called us 5 times a day. And in every rukun of namaz, the command of the eyes is there. And this is a mustahab. When the mustahab can do this, then what won't the faraiz and the sunnah and the wajibat of namaz do? Anyway, that talk was finished. After about 2 months, one good friend of ours, he's very old now and quite sickly, Allah give him shifa, he phoned me. He said, I had this very terrible sickness of looking at other women. And he was a genuine person. Jamati brother, and mashallah, with ulama, always khidmat of ulama he does. So he phoned me, and he said that he had taqwa also. I don't want to fall in this guna, but my eyes, I get attracted to look at other women. So I made second nikah. So by that, inshallah, I will get saved. But he says same thing also. Even after, but after I practiced on what you told me, he said 2 months have passed, 100% Allah has saved me from the guna of the eyes. And many of our friends, when they heard this, they also tried it. In fact, I forgot about this. One friend of ours who listened, and he said he got also 100% benefit from this. So he said, please mention this incident also. So in namaz, learn to focus. Allah will make the focusing outside. 100% Allah will give us cure. And a person who gets relieved of this guna, that person has been blessed with a very great ni'mat. Allah, in his house, immediately, Allah will give him what enjoyment with his wife and his family. Allah Ta'ala, by that, will open the eyes of your heart, and Allah will show you things which other people can't dream of seeing. They can't dream anywhere. Allah will show you his beauty, his qudrat. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we keep roza of the eyes also. And in namaz, what is it while we are here? Focus in our namaz properly. Well, every rukun, every posture of namaz, focus in the right place. Inshallah, when we go out, our eyes will be made. We won't look at haram. May Allah give us tawfiq.